As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, July the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't find them, remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Not a lot of other stuff on my website, but the chat room is there, becomevocallocal.com. Or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. You're going to be live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and, of course, your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. All that contact information can be found on our webpage. Big shout out this morning to Radio Liberty Radio Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, TalkStreamLive.com. Lots of ways to listen to the broadcast each and every morning. I thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals equities in the U.S. dollar uptrend continues. Crude oil drops. We'll talk about that. 101 diversionary news stories say very much about very little. We'll go into all of that as well in the news section. Planning commissions, communal goals, public policy. We'll see where that goes in the second hour. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, July the 6th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $7.10. Here's your good news for today. At $1,523.40 an ounce. Silver up 14 cents at $35.62 an ounce. Platinum off $2 at $1,737. And palladium up $1 at $7.73. So things are looking pretty good in the metals for this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market: $1,509.40 for a low, $1,524.40 for a high. Things are looking good. Nice spread developing there. But at $1,523.40, your gold is up year to year, $329.30 an ounce for a 27.58% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price at $1,515.80. It was below that for a while, then back up again. Lots of pressure and action going, big difference, you know, lots of switches in the market this morning. You can go up and see it all happening in the real time on Kitco.com, www.kitco.com. The SPDR gold shares overnight claim to have not changed anything. It's 1,205.81 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $58.5 billion. Finally, the Dow Jones Industrial Average woke up yesterday, closing down 13 at 12,570. The NASDAQ closed up 10 at 2826, and the S&P 500 closed down 2 at 1,338. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes. Welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and get a close on our morning wrap-up on the market rates this morning. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The good news is that gold is up this morning at $7.10. Didn't think I was going to have that good news for you. It might go down again, but they hit it pretty strong right after the opening bell, and then it turned and went the other way. So lots of action in there. Big hands, deep pockets, everybody pushing it around. But gold up $7.10 this morning at $15.23.40. Silver up 14 cents at $35.62. Platinum off $2 at $17.37. And palladium up $1 at $7.73. The Dow Jones Industrial Average again yesterday closed down 13 at 12,570 coming out of that long Independence Day holiday. The NASDAQ closed up 10 at 28.26. The S&P 500 up 2, off 2 at 13.38. Crude oil this morning off 81 cents. That's good news. At $96.08 a barrel. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, you just do the math, 96.08 divided by 42, and then go look at the pump, read it, and weep. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 41 basis points. Benjamin Bernanke's got the jack out again. Anyway, 75.05, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. Where we find this morning, the Canadian loonie off 44 basis points. Going the other way from the U.S. dollar index in this trade-weighted basket of currencies. I like to think of it as our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie at $1.03 to Mexican peso at 9 cents, off 18 basis points. Your multiplier there is 11.6575 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 80 basis points, 0.80%. At $1.43, the British pound at $1.60, losing 35 basis points. And that Swiss franc up 14 basis points at $1.19 U.S. in the foreign exchange market. The bonds this morning, big news, I guess. Not much going on there. But the two-year yield, this is the U.S. Treasuries, your bonded indebtedness. The two-year yield is at 0.42%. We'll talk about it in the news. The 10-year at 3.09% and the 30 at 4.36. Of course, there is much talk now about this trend reversal that we've had in the mortgage rates, where this morning we find the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moving up again today, and the third day in a row here, from 3.70% to 3.71%, and the 30-year moves up from 4.48% to 4.58% this morning. So the markets are turning the tide, perhaps, and going up in the mortgage market. Your prime rate is at 3.25%, chiseled in stone, and your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 42.77 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Up to the Econoday calendar we go, looking at today, Wednesday. We'll have to pick up a little bit from yesterday that came out after the broadcast started. Of course, Monday, the markets were all closed. But the Econoday calendar this morning has got the MBA purchase apps. We'll talk about it. Challenger job cuts will be out tomorrow. The Monster Employment Index will be out. The jobless claims will be out. We'll be able to talk about that. And on Friday, we'll wrap things up looking at the weak employment situation and consumer credit in the U.S. of A. And let's just jump right into it. Here's off the Econoday website on factory orders. All right. Things not looking too good. They had a consensus of 1.0, a consensus range from a minus 3 to a 2.1. They got a 0.8, so they came in on the low side of their guesswork. May, here's the highlight, May proved to be a solid bounce-back month for the factory sector. Wow, where new orders rose 0.8%, less than 1%, versus April's disappointing 0.9% decline. So you take the 2 months, you balance it out, it's zero. Revised upward from minus 1.2%. The data are split between durable goods and non-durable goods. That's right. A lot of stuff doesn't last long in America. With new orders on the durable side, people are buying more toasters, I guess, boosted by gains for aircraft and motor vehicles. Gains by motor vehicles. We talked about that disappointing story yesterday from GM. Which vehicles are they buying? I don't know. Maybe some of you went out and bought an airplane. I didn't. Up a very sharp 2.1%. Revised upward from 1.9% with a non-durable side, which is the new data in this report, down 0.2. Well, it just continues. Doesn't look good, though. Doesn't look too good. Here's the mortgage bankers' purchase applications. Of course, this is the litmus test. You can list a house on the market. You can drive around and get your windshield time with a realtor. But until you bend your head down and sign a mortgage, you know, you really aren't moving any property, and things don't look too good here. But up 4.8% in the July 1 week, the purchase index ended a soft month on an up note. The gain came despite a big rise in mortgage rates. This is our 30-year and 15-year mortgages moving up. A big rise doesn't look like much of a big rise to me in mortgage rates that the Mortgage Bankers Association attributes to strong economic data last week. Well, I don't. Rates jumped in the week, led by a 23 basis point rise in the average 30-year mortgage to 4.69%. Refinancing activity dipped sharply. On the rise in rates with refinancing index down 9.2. So some people are still trying to get out of the woods on their foreclosures and avoiding foreclosures, and some people are still trying to find a way to get qualified for a loan, and all that will be in the news this morning. The Challenger job cut report, layoff intentions. Oh, boy, that doesn't sound good. Layoff intentions remain subdued, according to Challenger's count, which comes in at 41,432 in June versus 37,135 in May. Now, let's see, add those two together. That's blessed near 100,000 in 2 months. And they're talking about 100,000 gain jobs. Looks like a wash to me. They lost 39,358 in June last year. At 10,176 layoffs in June were heaviest in the government nonprofit category. So all of these people that were laid off up in Minnetota, all the people that they took the toilet paper out of the bathrooms, we reported on that yesterday. They closed all of the parks down and, I don't know, things are not looking too good. But these are the people that are getting whacked, and it's about time. The ICSC Goldman store sales, of course, if people don't go into the grocery stores and the chain malls and things like that, why, it doesn't do well. This is a shopping society. Well, here we go. The ICSC Goldman reports a second week of strong same-store sales, up a week-to-week 1.5% in the July week. What are they blaming it on? Weather. That's right. It's weather. It's dry, hot weather. Hot, dry weather. Everyone went out looking for shorts, sandals, and tees, no doubt. Anyway, that's what America is driven on. Here's the Red Book. They do a similar take. Red Book, like the ICSC Goldman, also reports retail strength in the July 2nd week. I wonder if any of this is this $37 million worth of fireworks that got detonated last night and the night before. Anyway, the result of hot temperatures, and brother, is it hot. Talk about topless Tuesday, I'm almost indecent. The result of hot temperatures, which drove up demand for seasonal goods, watermelon, baby. Chill me down some of those cantaloupe. Month to month, Red Book tally shows a 0.9% gain and a result that points to strength for the ex-auto, ex-gas category. Chain stores will post their own results tomorrow. We'll have to follow that then. We'll be right back. So much for the economy. Let's get into the news.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so with the silver prices right now for bullion running around $35, $36 right in there, a lot of people are looking at the, you know, the expansion of the solar energy market as being the going to be the big driver in the months and years ahead for silver. You know, all these solar panels rely on silver, silver being one of the best conductors out there. Tin does a pretty good job, too, but silver is really up there. Well, Advanced Energy cuts revenue forecasts as the solar panel prices drop. You know, they don't like this high price of silver, and so they keep coming up with these new ideas. I've been hearing about this thin film solar system. I don't know whether that's going to use less or more silver to get its thin film working. But Advanced Energy Industries, Inc. has cut its revenue forecast for the second quarter, saying price declines for solar panels are causing some customers to delay orders. All right? Maybe they think they're just going to go down and go down and go down in price, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. But this morning, again, Advanced Energy cutting its revenue forecast. Let's go to the next one. Southern Union may top the U.S. takeover premium. You know, we're talking about all this green energy, renewable energy, biodiesel, yeah, all of that stuff, carbon footprints. Well, Southern Union may top the U.S. takeover premium. What's this about? Tara LaChapelle, Joseph Scioli, and Rita Nazareth collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. Boy, this is a triple header. Lots of pencils and paper there, no doubt. Traders who profit from acquisitions are betting the bidding war for Southern Union Company will drive the deal price up more than any other U.S. takeover as Energy Transfer Equity LP and Williams Companies battle for what? Gas pipelines. Gas pipelines. Look out, the Koch brothers in the background here. Energy Transfer sweetened its offer for Southern Union yesterday to an average of $40.25 a share in cash or stock, blah, 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 blah. Williams and Energy Transfer covet Southern Union's 15,000 miles of natural gas pipeline. Of course, they had a rupture the other day, spilling crude oil into the river there. What was it, old Yosemite Sam's River? Anyhow, 15,000 miles of natural gas pipelines, particularly in Florida, as the disaster at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi plant curtails demand for what? Nuclear power. And coal producers face environmental regulations at the time that Nat King Cole is out there building his coal bourse. And nuclear is on the ropes. Yeah, we're going to move towards more and more natural gas, of course. That's going to open the door to this fracking the natural gas out of the shale. Yeah, it's going to do something to the water table if some people's analysis is right. But anyway, lots of action happening over gas pipelines, not just in the U.S., but even in Asia, and we'll go there in a minute. But again, 15,000 miles of natural gas pipelines, particularly in Florida. People are anticipating another bid, said Yemi Oshodi, Managing Director of M&A. M&A kind of sounds like something you'd hear about on Bubba the Love Sponge. Anyway, and special situations trading, the White House term, isn't it? At New York-based Wallach Beth, quote, nuclear is not going to be big going forward, and nobody wants a coal-fired plant built in their neighborhood. You know, NIMBYs, not in my backyard. And that's why everybody wants these assets so badly. The rationale, me says, what a weird sentence. The rationale, they took three writers and they couldn't edit that out. The rationale, me says, the price is reaching its maximum. Wow, me, huh? Well, maybe that's the guy's name. I don't know. Let's go on a little bit further in the article. Evaluating our options, John Barnett, a spokesman for Southern Union, didn't return a telephone call. Well, they're not getting any news here. And that's been the problem all morning. I've spent the last 3 hours scanning news articles, and they're not saying anything. Let's go to the next article. Anyway, keep your eyes peeled. Natural gas, yeah. Why don't we just go ahead and throw another saddle on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and get some of that natural gas coming this way from Gull Island? U.S. housing recovery stymied by the government. Well, is that news? What the heck else isn't stymied by government? Kathleen Howley coming to the plate by herself here with this article. Sue Stamper, a business owner in Sacramento, California, wants to buy a home. They always lead off this way. All right, get your handkerchiefs out. After mortgage financiers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, talk about a couple of criminal institutions they are, imposed the strictest loan standards in more than a decade. Yeah, in the last decade, they were given away for anybody that could fog a mirror. Anyway, now, Sue Stamper, she doesn't qualify. Pam Crawford, take the other side of it. You know, here's a buyer, now a seller. Pam Crawford of Lion Real Estate Estate is trying to sell a three-bedroom bungalow in Sacramento's east side for $179,000. You got to cut that price a little bit. I need to move that house. A third less than what it went for in 2004. I can't help that. The price was overinflated. She hasn't found a buyer even after cutting the asking price by $10,000 2 weeks ago. You notice how that works? You list a house for sale. The realtor comes out there. They look at your shanty, you know, with the cockroaches and the dogs and the poodles and all that. They go, well, we could get you $200,000 for this. Just sign up right here. 2 weeks later, they come out and they go, well, I think we really do need to revise that price down. That's what realtors do. They list it at whatever price the seller thinks he can get, and then they give him the bad news again and again and again. But apparently, trimming another $10,000 out hasn't helped Pam. The two women who haven't met, maybe there's a deal in the background, illustrate the deadlock crippling the U.S. housing market 5 years into the crash. Of course, we have a woman writing, then we have a woman buyer, and then we have a woman seller. Wouldn't say that this is biased news. I thought we were supposed to get away from sexism in this country. The two women who haven't met illustrate the deadlock. Maybe they could get something cappuccino going or something, you know, Twitter back and forth, girls. While a record share of Americans want to buy homes, U.S. policies, often working at cross purposes, are making it more difficult. Government-controlled Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have boosted standards so high that some people previously considered prime borrowers, you know, like Jose and Jose B and their family from Mexico, no longer qualify. That's limiting a real estate rebound. Well, you better put a motor on this one, buddy. But also has been damped by a state attorney general's probe into foreclosure practices and Obama administration loan modification program that has fallen short of expectations. Well, this article continues. I can tell you this much. There ain't going to be no change in this housing market. You got as many people out of work as we've got. You got houses that were so over and grossly overpriced and valued as we've had over the last 10 years. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while because there's a lot of houses. We've reported on it before, 9, 10 months, a year's worth of houses already on the market. And some builders are still buying 2x4s and sticking up new ones. Wow. U.S. service industries, you know, there is industry and then there's commerce. And commerce is the heading under which services come in. U.S. service industries likely grew more slowly in June in the post-industrial America by Alex Kowalski, writing this one for Bloomberg. Service industries in the U.S. probably expanded at a slower pace in June. Probably. We're not sure. Showing the expansion cooled at the end of the first half of 2011, economists said before a report today. That expansion. They keep talking about expansion. Hey, recession's over. Time to come out from under the bed. The Institute for Supply Management Non-Manufacturing Index fell to 53.7. Who cares? Service industries or service companies that account for about 90% of the economy joined manufacturing last quarter in slowing as a 9.1% unemployment rate limited consumer spending. See, this used to not be this way. At one time in America, 90% of the economy was industry. Now it's service company. You know, like barber shops and dental offices and law offices and that sort of stuff.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our broadcast. 866-841-1065 is the call-in number. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. I think we're going to go down to Florida here. Let's say good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm awesome. I'm waiting for this last shuttle to shoot off down here so that we can watch this history take place. I don't usually call into radio stations, but the realtor remark had me caught me off guard. I usually love listening to you. I listen to you pretty much about every morning.
Well, thank you.
But the realtor remark about how, you know, realtors in general will come in and overprice a house and then tell that seller in a couple of weeks, okay, we got to reduce that price. We don't all do that. An inexperienced realtor might do that, but if the usual problem is that the seller thinks the property is worth more than the actual market value.
Exactly.
And these inexperienced realtors will say, okay, we'll go ahead and list it at whatever you want to list it at, and we'll see what happens. I don't take the listing if the seller is unrealistic.
Well, that's there. You know, there's a lot to that, you know. But realism. I was a realtor for a long time, an associate broker, but you know, bought and sold a lot of houses, done subdivisions, things like that. But what has been my experience in that is that number one, you're absolutely right. The seller always, you know, it's like anything. You put a value on things that you love and that you find very dear. You know, you've built this beautiful $10,000 bird bath in the back, and you've got this deck with a hot tub, you know, and things like that. And so you really feel as though you've got all your receipts and you've tallied it all up. and you really feel like you've got a gemstone there, you know. But maybe the neighborhood is off, or maybe the financing situation is really poor, or maybe you've got termite damage, and things that one person would find appealing, the next person might not. So typically what I found was that you go out and you do your market appraisal on the property and bring in some real good solid comparables and share it with the people. And, you know, they would either list with you or they wouldn't. But inevitably, it's going to be one of two things, isn't it? It's going to be either price or it's going to be terms. And so, you know, inevitably, at least it's been my experience, that the first thing that happens is that the price has to come down. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's price per square foot. But the biggest thing hurting the market right now are these short sales.
Yes.
I can't tell you. It takes too long to tell you the past 3 years, the nightmare issues I've had with these banks. I've got one listing right now listed over a year ago. We've been through four contracts because the bank keeps turning down the offers, even though they're awesome offers. Cash offers, not asking for any seller's concessions. At market value, the bank will find a reason to turn it down. Well, last week, this same bank announced through our Florida Association of Realtors newsletter, we had an article saying that this same bank announced last week they are now paying some default borrowers up to $10,000-$20,000 each to do a short sale.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're putting my seller through every possible hoop. He has a first and second lien. You know, he's got a HELOC on his second. And we got an approval 2 weeks ago today on the first. And we're thinking, yay, finally, we've got one approved. Well, the HELOC is now dragging their heels because usually, typically, what we find is that they're waiting for it to go to collection so that they can get more back from the seller.
Right.
And you know, he even works for the bank. He's worked for them for some time now. And they cut them no slack. They absolutely no slack. You know, I think they treat them actually worse than they do non-employees. But
let me ask you one question, because it's been a long time. You know, I haven't been a realtor since the 80s. Let me ask you this question. In those days, we just started to come into this new idea of giving homeowners warranties on the properties, okay? And that was really new concept. Before that, it was always just caveat emptor, buyer beware. You like the house, it's your house. Don't tell me about it. But now, especially with the advance of the International Property Maintenance Code and the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, and the new four-star energy appliances and all of that coming on us and at us, are you seeing anything, are you hearing anything from Florida or any of the people that you know in the real estate industry or maybe any of the trade mags that you read? Are you seeing anything now where these new rules and regulations are making it more and more difficult? And what kind of liability does a seller have these days for the house itself to the buyer? Any?
I just put in an offer last Friday for a gal who's looking at buying her first home on her own, and the seller is offering a home warranty. And we decided to take him up on that. She's been asking for concessions, so we thought, hey, we'll take you up on that offer of the warranty. And I always encourage sellers or buyers to definitely have a home inspection. You know, you get these seller's disclosures, but they're as good as the paper they're on usually.
Right.
Definitely do the inspection so that you know what kind of condition the house is in. Most regular sales, you know, those good old-fashioned non-distressed sales, a lot of them will offer a home warranty. It gets into some nitty-gritty negotiations. You know, it depends on what the appraisal. The buyer's appraisal has killed so many deals in Florida. Last I heard on the stat, about 50% of contracts were dumping because of the buyer's appraisal.
Now, just for the benefit of the audience out there, and for my benefit too, because it has been a long time since I've been in the industry. When you're talking about a buyer's appraisal, now you're actually talking about getting a certified member of the Appraisals Institute or whatever they call it today to actually come on the side of the buyer to appraise that house rather than looking at their listing prices and the comparables. Is that right, or is the buyer just getting their agent to look at or their attorney to look at the comps?
No, this is when the loan, the underwriters order the appraisal on the loan.
Yes.
For the buyer, this is where we're having problems. I've had appraisals come in $25,000-$30,000 below contract price.
Yeah.
I had one in December Contract price was $269. The appraisal came in at $235.
So this is really a much better reflection of just how deep the market has declined over the past couple of years since this quote unquote recession 2008 began. So you're seeing 20% and 30%. Now, when you say your contract price, this is what the buyer has, you know, the highest price the buyer was willing to pay, the lowest price the seller was willing to sell it for. That's your contract price. But when the bank does their appraisal, they come in and they're coming in 20% and 30% below your contract.
Yeah, and what we're seeing is because of these HVACC rules that went into effect 2 or 3 years ago, it's all being, you know, the banks are controlling all of this. They've got their warehouses of appraisers, and you might get an appraiser from another county that comes over and appraises where your property is actually located. But one real close to home personal experience we've had with this was a year ago February, we refinanced our home. And at the time, we still had the same equity in it that we had placed in it when we bought the home in 2002. This year, we have no equity in our home.
Okay.
We had $60,000 equity in it a year ago, February. Now we have none.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let me ask you one other question, and this is something that I've brought out to the audience on numerous occasions here. You know, my number one favorite as an investor in real estate is the 15-year fixed rate mortgage. You know, on the national average this morning, as it says here, moving up from 3.70 to 3.71. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage is, to me, the best buy in mortgages altogether. Are you finding very many people that are taking the fixed rates as opposed to adjustable rate mortgages these days, or there's even more creative mechanisms out there that more people are going with?
No, the mortgage folks that I work with, you know, I get no compensation for referring them out. They're trying to stay as free of those creative loans as possible. Most of what I see is 30-year fixed. I haven't seen any adjustable rates in the last 3 years of any of the contracts, transactions I worked on.
Do you ever suggest to your buyers that they look at the 15-year fix, and maybe the next time you sit down with your lender, you might ask them to talk a little bit about that? You know, if you've run out the amortization schedule on a 15-year as opposed to a 30-year, you're getting away so much less, you know, cheaper. And with the low interest rates that we have today, as long as they can qualify for the monthly, I think it's to every buyer's advantage to get the shortest term loan possible.
Exactly, but most of them are first-time home buyers, and they can't afford the monthly payments. Now, I do have second home purchasers who consider the 15-year. And, you know, they get the better rates with the conventional, and I have seen that. But primarily, you know, for the most part, it's first-time home buyers, 30-year fixed.
Okay. Well, now, let me ask you another question. Again, it's been a long time since I've been out there. But I used to pre-qualify all my buyers, you know, whenever I would show houses because, my time was expensive and I didn't want to just be a tour guide. But I usually took the mortgage that I calculated and multiplied it times four. And if my buyer didn't have four times the monthly payment, I wouldn't show them that price range. Do you work with that kind of a metric? And if you do, let's talk about that briefly right after this intermission here. Stay tuned, everybody. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065. Stay with us, caller.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And once again, if you'd like to call in, folks, you're certainly welcome to do so. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Visiting this morning with our caller from Florida, Realtor. And we're going into some of the background details, certainly that I'd like to have more, you know, understood by myself. But perhaps the audience finds this interesting as well. Let me ask you another. Well, let's go back to the question that I asked you before as far as qualifications. What kind of a metric are you using when you're dealing with a buyer?
I just factor the PD, well, the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And
yes.
I'm usually within about $100 of what the loan officer comes up with, because if there's points involved, you know, they calculate all of that. And I never show a property until a buyer has been pre-qualified, because there's no point. Every offer requires a pre-qual or proof of cash. You cannot submit an offer without this.
Okay.
So there's no point in coming home and wasting your time, and, you know, buyers, they fall in love with the house and they find out they can't afford it. There's no point in going there, because I've seen buyers get completely disgusted and give up.
Exactly, and that's a big deal. So now back again to the question, though, when you're dealing with somebody and you've done your pre-qualification, and let's say, just to give a grossly low number, they have $1,000 a month income, are you showing them houses with the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance at $250 a month, or is there a different multiplier that you have in mind?
No, the cost analysis is based on what they're comfortable with in their monthly payments, and we work from that cost analysis. If their price point is $120,000, we work from that point down. The gal I'm working with right now, she's price point at $120,000, but she wants to keep it below $100,000 to keep her payments around $750 a month.
Okay, so now let me use that. Let's use that then. So it's $750, so that's $2,800 plus $200 more. She's making $3,000 a month. So she's running 30, $6,000 a year, $36,000 a year income, looking at a $100,000 house. Is that right?
That's approximate.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was just the question that I had, because if you have that multiplier in your mind, I wanted to know if there was such a thing. Now, when you're in the process of going through the real estate industry, for those that don't know, you've got two sides. You've got listings and you've got sales. Now, in the listings area, would you say that the listings in yourself or in your office, are your listings really high right now, as I would suspect they would be?
When you say high, you mean volume or price?
High volume.
High volume. Well, my office has around 400 agents, and they do about 100 closings a month.
Mm-hmm.
Volume-wise, because we do both Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, we do have high volume.
Okay, really high volume. Now, how about the sales closed per month? Is that a real low number by comparison?
100 a month is very good. For down here, I came from an office that was lucky to be getting 2 or 3 closings a month.
Okay, well, I bring that up because in the 80s, you know, that was Ronald Reagan's territory. We had interest rates running on not only our credit cards in excess of 28%, but we had real estate interest rates in excess of 20% as well. So it made the marketplace unbearable. I could list a house every, you know, morning and every afternoon, every day of the week. I was one of the top listers in our brokers association, but there was just no way that you could sell most of those houses because nobody, no matter how sweet a deal you had, no matter if you had buyers, you know, a pocket full of buyers, you couldn't get people to qualify at those kind of interest rates. So at least the marketplace sounds like it's at least moving along rather briskly with low interest rates and a downward revision in the prices. Give me your first name, if you would, please, so I don't have to think of you as just the caller from Florida.
It's Lisa.
Lisa? Okay, Lisa. Well, I appreciate that. Any advice for people out there, let's say first-time buyers, any kind of tips or clues that you might be able to offer, or people that are out there that are thinking about buying a house and rehabbing it and coming in? Is there anything really happening? What's the cutting edge of real estate thought right now?
Well, the properties are there, and there's a lot of buyers that want them. It's getting past the bank's qualifying process. It's getting through underwriting. They are asking for everything, you know, and they will ask repetitively for everything. If you've done a short sale in the last 2 years, make sure you tell your agent that. If you've been through a foreclosure, you need to tell your agent everything. One of my biggest problems is that buyers have lied to me. You know, the old term, buyers are liars.
Yeah, and sellers are losers.
And sellers sometimes do this. I had a seller a couple years ago did the same thing to me. We were trying to sell his property, not in a distress situation before it became that way. And the day that our cash contract fell through due to inspections, he tells me he hasn't made a mortgage payment in a month. So he's already in arrears and in default, and he didn't tell me this.
Yeah.
And that was going to be a problem, you know, coming up at closing. So the best thing buyers can do, find a good agent who communicates. That's my primary thing is communication. I need that communication back from my customers as much as they're going to get it from me. But be honest. Find an agent that knows the market. Because you don't want an agent putting in offers, you know, higher than what the market value is, because some miracle could happen and it could get appraised at that, but it might not be the actual market, you know, price, and they might be overpaying. So just find an agent knows what they're doing. I'd love to give you my phone number. But properties, you know, they are here, and there are buyers who want them, but buyers need to let agents know up front everything so that we can better serve them, because I had a buyer last year, actually 2 years ago, who could not get qualified. We determined that right off the bat, and the loan officer said, well, if you work on your credit cards and all of this for the next 6 months, I think we can get you there. And they wanted me to start showing homes immediately. And when I explained to them the reasons why that was not a good idea, they complained to my broker, and she sent them packing.
Okay. Okay. So one of the things from the article this morning, then we are hearing borne out its validity, is that the rules and restrictions coming down out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and other lenders are much tighter now, making it more difficult for people to qualify and get in. The prices are coming down. The interest rates are reasonable, and so all that's in there. Lines up with the article that we read. Now, one other question. This is a follow-up on an article that I read, several of them, back in the middle of the winter, where we were hearing about a lot of people coming into Florida, for instance, and into Arizona and elsewhere. Investors, foreign direct investment, coming in and buying up the distressed housing. Now, they will probably be using an attorney and or a private broker, so it might be just in the grapevine. But is anyone in your office working directly with foreign investors in Florida real estate?
Oh, yes. And back in December, for 2 weeks, I was taking phone calls from my office for the whole Central Florida area. And it was primarily Canadians. Had some Irishmen who were calling and searching for properties. Most of who I've been dealing with this year so far is people from Wisconsin, you know, within the states, but up north, New Jersey, New York, where they just are fed up with those winters up there.
Okay.
And that was the flood of mostly what I'm dealing with. But yes, the foreign investors, they are everywhere from I know Puerto Rico is a protectorate, but not an actual state, so I still consider them kind of foreign investors, but a lot of them.
Yes.
Are,
How about coming in from Mexico? Do we have much in real estate investment coming from Mexico?
I only spoke to one last year from Mexico, and again, they would not speak to my mortgage contact or provide me with a pre-qual letter, and I told them they should find another agent.
Yes, yes. Well, Lisa, I really appreciate your call this morning because you've helped us to fill in some gaps, and I really appreciate your listening, and I hope when we're talking about real estate issues in the future that if it piques your interest or if you find discrepancies in the news articles or you want to add to or expand those articles, I really do hope you'll come back in and communicate with us because I too like this two-way interactive system of communication, and it really makes the broadcast, in my opinion, much better. I learn from the listeners just as much as I hope to be able to share information with you, but on the ground, real stuff. Are you a member of the GRI? Are you like 400, 200, 300? Have you gone through that graduate of the Realtors Institute program?
I have not done that. I've gone through the School of Hard Knocks with these short sales and foreclosures, and my former broker used to bring a real estate attorney in to give us classes and seminars, and he still allows, I can consult with him about anything, anytime, if I need to. So, you know, I know people who have been through that, who did well in the class, but still don't have those people skills, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We're out of time for the segment. Thanks for calling in, my dear.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you
And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Had a delightful segment there with a realtor, Lisa, calling in from Florida, sharing some real up-to-date, brand-new, fresh stuff. You know, my understanding on a lot of these things goes back. It's dated, all right? It's nice to pick it up, so a little bit of a new, fresh interest in the stories we're talking about. But certainly, you know, when you look at real estate, it is one of the greatest purchases, the dollar-wise, that an individual might make in their life. And, you know, one time, people would save up their money, and they would buy a tiny little place somewhere if they needed to, to get started, and then they would make improvements on that. They used to call it sweat equity, you know. You put your elbow grease into it, you put your sweat equity into it, you buy a little bit of a distressed property, something that you can afford with cash, the house the cash built. Or if you start off, you buy a little piece of land, you say, okay, this is going to be, you know, you live in an apartment someplace, this is going to be where I'm going to build my house. And then you'd buy lumber and concrete and roofing materials and siding out of your monthly check, you know, your payroll, wherever you're working. Then you go to work and you start building your house, and all around, throughout all of the central states, especially here in Missouri and other places, Arkansas, you can see these houses that Cash built, the plane houses that I call them. It's a 1.5-story balloon frame, very sharply pitched roof on the upper level. They sometimes will have a porch added onto the front, then they'll have a room added onto the one side, then another room added onto the other side, then eventually they add on that kind of shed addition on the back. Which is just simply a shed roof, and then that became the bathroom and the kitchen, and then so on. And the house just grows as the people's prosperity grows. But it's a house that Cash built. It's what you could bring home one wagon load or one 52 Chevrolet pickup truck at a time, you know, all across America. The idea of borrowing money to buy a house, that's kind of, you know, your post-50s. This is your Warden June Cleaver living in tract homes America. This is the post-World War II plan, all right, where you go into debt. The idea of having to go and get your, you know, take your hat and polish it all up real nice, get buff up your shoes and put on your Sunday suit, and your wife dresses up nice, and you take the children, and they're all scrubbed, and you go and you sit with your hat in the hand. It's almost an embarrassment to a banker to borrow money, to buy anything, house, car, whatever. It's pretty much just simply you were willing to go into get into debt to own, have something in your possession that you couldn't afford. You know, so people didn't like to do that. But that all changed in the 50s and the 60s, into the 70s, the introduction of the credit card and all that. Now, one question, doggone, I didn't ask Lisa, and I really wanted to do that. I wanted to find out from her experience whether or not, when you're pre-qualifying the buyers, do the ladies today have higher income than the men, or do the men have higher income than the women? And how many of these houses that are being sold have one of the two, if there's a marital situation there, which one of the spouses is the unemployed? Who's staying at home? Is the guy staying at home, you know, wearing pink sweaters and khaki slacks and white shoes, and he's doing the laundry, taking care of the young ones, or is it still the other way around? That was a question I wanted to get to, but we didn't. Anyway, let's go back into our news basket and close this out. I do have some other material I'd like to discuss, but that call was certainly well worth the taking.
out of Bloomberg again, Nicole Itano and Maria Petrakis writing this one for Bloomberg. New news, Greek banks ready for the debt rollover as investors meet to discuss the aid plan. You know, it ain't all over. The fat lady hasn't sung in Greece yet. And Greece, as Greece goes, so go the other pigs. But, you know, this is what's coming down the pike. Greek banks are willing to roll over their government bonds. Now, that's not something you want to do. I mean, you are rolling these things over. This is what the IMF likes to do, is they like to come into some country that basically has a clean slate, put them terribly in debt like they've done in Egypt, and then they just keep rolling these debts over and over. You can never get out of it. They just keep rolling the debts over and over and over again, and the people are taxed forever. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed. It's still Wednesday, July the 6th, 2011. This is our two-hour broadcast. Now in the second hour of the broadcast, in the first hour, covered a bag of news. We're going to still cover a little bit more news, but we had a delightful call from a realtor in Florida, Lisa. And we got into some of the nitty-gritty of the things that are happening now, the church of what's happening now in real estate. One last thing before I go back into this article about Greece. One last thing, though. Is altogether too often, and of course, realtors, you know, may not go this way. Some will, some won't. I know realtors that when I was a sales manager for Century 21, they, you know, a lot of the realtors didn't want to go this way. But creative financing is another aspect that we didn't get a chance to discuss. And in the old days, when realtors were, you know, when I was a real estate agent, and buying and selling houses and doing remodels. You know, the idea of turning $1,000 into $1 million in real estate in your spare time, that would be the William Nickerson school of thought, you know. That was kind of like my Bible, is what I did, you know. And so one of the things, creative financing, and that is to understand that everybody inside of a deal, all parties inside of a deal, a real estate exchange, transfer, can profit if you know how to creatively, you know, structure the thing, setting it up, so that you might have four, five, six people involved in a single sale. And that is a bit of an art form that can really help to open doors and close a lot of sales. Another one is to look first to seller financing. And you can even ask your real estate agent to show you houses where, when they took the listing, when the properties were listed on the market, where the sellers were amenable to, or otherwise they would consider, or they had an underlying mortgage, where the seller would actually become your banker. Now, that gets you away from all these credit scores and things like that that can sometimes stand in your way. But you're actually working with the seller to craft a creative financing system. Now, I can simply say that all of the purchases that I've made have come that way. That's the only place I buy. My seller is my bank. And if I can't get my seller to be my bank, I don't buy the land because I'm not going to go to the bank. I don't particularly care for the Federal Reserve and never have, all right? But you might be able to do some creative stuff in that regard, too. So if you're out there, you're thinking about, you know, what can I do? I'm out of work. I'm one of the 3.5 million or 30 million people that are unemployed. What can I do? Well, right now there are profits to be made. Always look for that need out there and then strive to fill it. People still need houses to live in. People need affordable houses to live in. If you can structure a very creative deal and come in on a seller-financed operation, do your remodel, your rehab, and then turn around and you be the bank for the buyer, you can move properties 1, 2, 3, 4, and just keep right on going. And so with these very low interest rates, it's very attractive to the new buyer, and more people can qualify. But back to the discussion. Again, the Greek banks are ready to participate. Venizelos said yesterday in an interview with Bloomberg Television in Athens, quote, "We must respect absolutely the voluntary character of this procedure. This is very sensitive, and I give a very crystal clear answer on this topic." Well, I guess if you were Greek speaking in English and that was your second language, you might speak that way. What was he talking about? Well, the big deal here is shall or shall not the Greeks, you know, put up all, you know, the Parthenon and everything else. The British have already stole all the Elgin marbles, so you can forget about that. They took the marbles and went home. But there's still more stuff in Greece. And if they put all their stuff in Greece up as collateral to run these international bankster gangsters profit scheme, you know, it's going to continue to pee off the people. They might even go to a revolution. But, you know, again, creative financing comes into play. So they're trying what they can do to keep their country from having to just simply repudiate their debt. And at the same time, this is that domino that everybody's watching. And so we watch it here as well. If as goes Greece, so goes the rest of the little pig nations. Larson and Toubro to double their orders from outside India on Gulf construction. Thought this one was rather interesting. Isn't it convenient? You know, we find out about the Koch brothers and their motto or their economic model, which was really an anathema to the Rockefellers. Their idea that they picked up from a guy named Schumpeter was creative destruction. Creative destruction. And I admit I haven't studied Schumpeter enough to be able to elucidate on the idea of creative destruction. Nevertheless, think of the creative destruction that we've wrought in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in Kuwait and you know, in Egypt and in Syria and Tunisia and now in Libya. Lots of creative destruction. Well, if you have to be somebody like, you know, Halliburton or Kellogg Brown and Root, or in this case Larson and Toubro, you know, this is a place where you can profit from creative destruction, all right? Larson and Toubro, India's biggest builders of power networks and refineries, expect to double their overseas orders in 3 years as a new structure helps its challenge South Korean builders for projects in the Middle East. So they're fighting with South Korea, India and South Korea, as to who's going to go in and profit off the spoils of war. Contracts from overseas will rise to 25% of their total orders in the period as the company divides operations into 9 units to improve management focus. They said, quote, our international strategy has not panned out the way it should have. That is one reason for this new management setup. This business has to grow, all right? The company will focus its overseas push on the Gulf, Bahrain, Omar, Kuwait, as rising oil prices and economic development spur investment in refineries and infrastructure. Aramco, ramping up? Maybe. Countries in the region plan to spend almost $1 trillion on construction over the next five years, said Deloitte Corporate Finance Limited. So this is Larson has the wherewithal to win orders overseas, but the going won't be easy for them as they're facing some formidable competition. So people are getting ready. All the vultures are starting to move into place. And talking about vultures, Gaddafi this morning seeks exit guarantees, Russian envoy says. Henry Meyer writing this one for Bloomberg. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, loved of his people, will have to receive security guarantees to relinquish his 4 decades of rule over the North African nation, said Mikhail Margalov, Russia's envoy for negotiating Gaddafi's departure. So, things like the fix is in, folks. Gaddafi will be interested in getting guarantees about his personal security, no doubt. Margalov said in a phone interview, careful with it, don't take any wooden nickels there, Gaddafi. Gaddafi's willing to surrender power in exchange for security. What's this? Wow, I thought those who were willing to trade their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their security nor their liberty. Gaddafi, read Benjamin Franklin. Moscow-based Kamerant said in a report, citing an unidentified high-level Russian official, President Dmitry Medvedev yesterday discussed an African Union plan. Here's that African Union plan, the Mediterranean Union, to resolve the conflict in Libya with his South African counterpart, Jacob Zuma. Jacob's ladder. And North Atlantic Treaty Organization Secretary, that's NATO General Anders Fogh Rasmussen, in Russia's resort of Sochi. The meeting was very effective because Mr. Zuma set out his vision of how to achieve a political solution in Libya. So I guess everybody else is deciding the fate for Libya, and the Libyans are going to get the hind titty. I'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So I guess the bells are tolling for Gaddafi, and fate has his name written upon it, you know. But again, unfreezing the assets. Countries including France have signaled they may meet Gaddafi's conditions by unfreezing his assets and providing immunity from the United Nations War Tribunal in The Hague if he cedes power peacefully. It's clear that many countries will be ready to be quite flexible toward Gaddafi to convince him to give up all his political posts and his family to give up their economic influence. So much for that. Another nation bites the dust and goes under the heel of the international bankster gangsters. Well, here's another one quickly. Drivers stopping means red light cameras don't yield the cash goals. You know, I read the article yesterday where the E911 bunch here in southwest Missouri want to jack up the sales tax again to underwrite their little brand of tyranny. Well, there's another brand of tyranny, and it doesn't seem to be yielding the kind of returns on the investment that the people in Florida had hoped for. Christopher Palmieri and Simone Baribeau writing this one for Bloomberg collaboratively. Miami, which counted on $10 million in fines from motorists caught on camera running red lights, see, they were thinking of it as a cash cow, is planning to furlough some workers in part because the penalties didn't come close to the forecast as drivers began obeying the law. You know, most people in this country don't want any trouble with the law if they can avoid it. They saw the signs, they realized the cameras are up, they were more careful when no one was looking, they stopped at the stupid red light. Anyway, not too good. Same thing happens in Houston. Houston, where voters banned cameras in November, will receive about $10 million less than anticipated and faces a potential claim from the supplier. Here's the demon. American Traffic Solutions Incorporated. Go ahead, browse that one up. American Traffic Solutions, Inc. for canceling a contract. Apparently, American Traffic Solutions, Inc., working in Miami and in Houston, built up their product based upon on how much money, honey, could be extorted from the people with the use of their cameras. Didn't seem to pan out, panning from left to right, he said. The Los Angeles Police Commission voted last month to let its agreement with American Traffic expire, citing the expense. I wonder if Michael Chertoff is in the background on this one. Since cameras began spying on motorists in the late 1980s, they've faced lawsuits challenging their constitutionality, been barred in voter initiatives, and restricted by legislation. Yet,
That doesn't stop U.S. cities from deploying them. I mean, stupid is as stupid does, but it sounds to me like people all around America are becoming vocal local, realizing that they can shed off a couple of layers of tyranny by becoming active right where they are. Okay? Continuing here, the number of municipalities with cameras has doubled to 539 since 2007, according to the Washington-based Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. An insurance institute. And this is all about money and not about safety, close quote, said Ted Hollander, a Fort Lauderdale attorney who defends people charged with traffic offenses. Way to go, Ted. Good man. He said in an interview, Redflex Holdings Limited in a South Melbourne, Australia-based camera supplier, a bunch of these tyranny pimps, successfully defended itself against lawsuits challenging its product in 10 states last year and legislation that would ban them in 6, according to its annual report. So we need to double our attention on Redflex Holding Limited, South Melbourne. Maybe we need to dispatch the Wallabies and Tron to take care of this problem. Redflex Holding, this is a bunch that needs to get offshored. An Arizona employee of the company was shot and killed while monitoring a speed detecting camera in 2009. Not a good plan, Bubba. You should have got a duck blind. Anyway, they popped him, and they're bringing the cameras down. Good news. Good news this morning. Pension funds, now watch it, pension funds finance offshore wind farms. You say this is the way these pension funds work. Of course, you go up and look at the website, Corporation Nation, and get your eyes into the CAFRA. And you'll see where these people make considerable amount of money, all these various pension funds and school teachers and so on and so forth. And they're probably teaching the young people about how cool the green energy is and four-star energy appliances and Don Quixote's windmills. And then at the same time, they're in the backgrounding, investing in it. Well, their investments might not be so good. Sally Bakewell and Ben Stills writing this one, Stills writing this one for Bloomberg. Kirsten Gosvig's pension fund bought a $485 million stake in Denmark's largest offshore wind power project, an investment that's forecast to earn at least twice the average historical return of hedge funds. And just keep your ear to the ground. We're going to tell you about that, what that historical hedge fund return is. PKA Limited, which manages retirement money for the 40-year-old nurse, will earn 7 to 9% a year on the Ann Holt Wind Farm. All right? I ask you, where are you going to place your money? Where would you like to put your pension? In something that would earn 7 to 9% per year on the Ann Holt Don Quixote Wind Farm? Or something that would boot you back about 27.58%? Year to year in gold, for instance. This morning, Nova Gold Resources, if you're into the miners, returned 11.47% return on their investment on a $10.11 mining stock. European Goldfields this morning booted back 8.04% overnight on a $10.88 Canadian mining stock. Where would you want to put your money? Tie it up year on year on year with all of the fees running on a 7 to 9% return potential on your investment at a time when inflation and perhaps even hyperinflation is knocking on the doorway? That's the view of Pension Denmark, which joined PKA in the first investment ever by pension funds in an unbuilt wind park at sea. All right, we talked about these offshore wind farms. There's one up Cape Wind, shared with that one, right when they were approving it. We found there that the amount of money that was going to be made off that wind park in carbon credits exceeded the revenue that would be returned from the electricity generation. See, it's better to get involved with Al Gore and enrich them and bury the usurper and the Chicago Climate Exchange than it is to invest in electrical generation. They couldn't care less about that. This is all about money. Money, 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 baby. Pension funds are sinking money into offshore projects that banks consider too risky.
Oh, banks consider it too risky, but these pension fund managers are willing to invest at 7 to 9%. Too risky? I wouldn't get in there. Consider too risky as the payback depends on unproven gear. Oh, I love this article. That will be pummeled by gales and corrosive salt water in a 20-year lifetime. All right, now so they're putting out, you want to do an amortization schedule. You hear about all of these billions and billions being invested in wind farms, all right? But just run the 20-year timetable out, amortize it over 20 years. In 20 years from now, we're going to have a replacement cost for all of the electrical consumers in all of the locations that have been now connected to a grid and dependent on Don Quixote's windmills. Over these next years, the maintenance costs and the replacement costs are going to escalate, and the cost of the people's electricity will just continue to skyrocket. But they don't want to tell them about that because this is free energy. It's free money, baby. Get in line. Free money. Right.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So continuing with this article about Don Quixote's windmills here and the Denmark-Danish pension people, utilities have pulled the pension funds into the space, said Fintan Whelan, the Chief Financial Officer of Mainstream Renewable Power Limited. It's another hot link. That's one of the reasons I like to go to these Bloomberg articles, is they really put a lot of material out there where you can go in, and then I can go in later and do the checkout on this stuff. Some of these companies I'd never heard of before. They're just laying in the background and just raking in the dough. The Dublin-based developer, part-owned by Barclays Capital, PLC, that's the Rothschilds, Mainstream Renewable Power Limited, you know, Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors, yeah, hello, who don't they own part of, has stakes in a sea-based project with 7.6 gigawatts of capacity, equal to about 7 new atomic reactors. Wow, amazing. 7.6 gigawatts. Equal to about 7 new atomic reactors. Well, why, they're attractive to people, I guess. Maybe it's the best way to go forward. Maybe I'm just dragging my heels. The Anholt deal was a milestone for the wind power industry, said Ronald O'Regan. Well, I don't know if he's any relation or not, but if Barry the Usurper is Irish, I guess Ronnie Reagan might have been Irish too. Director of Renewables at the global consulting firm of PricewaterhouseCoopers. All these mainstream names. The Danish utility, Dong Energy, whew, they're swinging in the wind, sold stakes in its project to Pension Denmark and PKA, the Hellerup, Denmark-based manager of 16.4 billion euros for 245,000 mainly public workers, including nurses, midwives, and physiotherapists. The investment is set to benefit from a Danish government guarantee of above market prices for the emission-free power produced. The investment is set to benefit from a Danish government guarantee of above market prices for the emissions-free power produced. See, it's always subsidized. Dreadfully expensive on the going in. It has to be subsidized during the process. They wear out rapidly. The leading edges on all those rotors have to be rebuilt all the time. It's all these moving parts, all these independent, you know, 20-year lifetime is what they're talking about, pummeled by gales, corrosive salt water. The article tells it all. You don't have to make this stuff up. Very iffy deal going forward. As they say, crude oil trades near a three-week high on forecast of a drop in U.S. stockpiles. Now, we just released the strategic oil reserves and all that. Well, here's the article. Ben Sharple's writing this one for Bloomberg. Oil rose for a second day in New York on speculation that crude inventories declined for a fifth week in the U.S., signaling that fuel demand may be climbing in the world's biggest consumer of the commodity. I mean, did you go on a holiday? Do you know anybody that's taking a summer vacation? Well, you know, I can always be surprised. I don't hear about it. How many people have been laid off? How many people are out of work? How many people's houses have been foreclosed? You think they're filling up the tank on the old diesel? I don't think so. If we're having a drop in inventories, you know, well, might be some truth. Inventories drawing the summer drive time and the hurricane season all provide that flavor for a market that wants to continue higher. And these guys are looking for an excuse. They'll get any excuse to work. I'd expect more gains to be had in the oil market. So just watch as oil prices creep back up to 100, and then 120, and 130, and 150, and your price at the pump will go over $5 a gallon. They're driving you out of your cars. They really want you to get back to rickshaws, donkeys, and bicycles. And then we could be just like the people, you know, a bunch of Sherpas or something in Tibet. Elizabeth Campbell writing this one for Bloomberg. Wheat prices jumped the most in 7 weeks as storms hit Kansas, Nebraska, and it says may hit. Well, oughta, coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe. Well, I don't know. Depends on your connection with ARP, I guess. Wheat futures had the biggest gain in almost 7 weeks on concern. It's gambling. It's a casino. You have 1 of 1,000 chances with a one-armed bandit. But every time you pull the lever, you still have the 1 in 1,000. Anyway, wheat futures had the biggest gain in almost 7 weeks on concern that wet weather in the Great Plains will slow the harvest in the U.S., the world's leading exporter. Watch out. Parts of Kansas, the biggest U.S. winter wheat growing state, may have thunderstorms. You know that this is easy to work out. They've been able to put together thunderstorms since the 50s with as much as 1.5 inches of rain. See, they're even telling you how much is going to be in the rain gauge. made-to-order weather for 2 days starting tomorrow. They're pretty confident here, said Joel Widener, the director of agricultural services at the Commodity Weather Group, LLC, in Bethesda, Maryland. You ought to check these guys out, the Commodity Weather Group. I wonder what they have to pay for 1.8 inches of rain. Some areas in Nebraska may get as much as 4 inches of rain in the period, he said. You're getting quite a storm system over northern Kansas and southern Nebraska, said Louise Gartner. Well, who ordered it? That's my question. It's going to delay the harvest. Well, if you happen to be in the marketplace, I guess you could want to rig the weather. Wheat futures for September delivery rose 23.25 cents. Well, we heard the article the other day where in England, I guess, Great Britain, they're going to start using the wheat to generate biogas. And the cost of bread goes over $5 locally. Well, there's more to that. About 44% of the winter crop was harvested as of June the 26th, ahead of the five-year average. Just a little commodity news there. One more. California lawmakers order gay history included in the public school textbooks. That's right. Now they're going to start teaching the children about Adam and Steve right out of the school books, right? Anyway, James Nash writing this one. California Governor Jerry Brown, I wonder how his sandals are worn this morning, will decide whether the state will be with the biggest school, public school enrollment, should be the first in the U.S. to require teaching the history and the accomplishments of gays and lesbians. Unbelievable. I have to even report an article like this. We need to portray, here's the quote, we need to portray all people regardless of their race, their color, or their sexual orientation in a positive way in our textbooks. Why? I mean, well, we're going to put in an article about the positive aspect of abortion. How about the positive aspects of murder? How about the positive aspects of it? Well, maybe they'll even give it some good time. I don't know. Let's go ahead and get the real history on homosexuality. Let's go ahead and talk about it from the standpoint of crimes against nature. It wasn't until the 40s, 50s, and 60s that this sort of stuff was even discussed publicly, but it's going into the textbooks now. There is hope, though. People in California don't like the idea either. Maybe we should all lean on them and they would come to their senses perhaps in time. U.S. farmland boom may peak on rates after five-year surge, Rabobank says. Isn't that aptly named, the Rabobank? I don't know, you drive by and Rabobank, that sounds pretty good. Says, they say this, Rabobank, must be a corporation. Jeff Wilson writing for Bloomberg, a five-year bull market in the U.S. farm values may peak this year as interest rates increase and crop prices decline. That's right, folks. Over the years, you know, around here in southwest Missouri, you used to be able to get an acre of ground about $50. Not so any longer. Now a little 3 or 4 acre piece is, you know, into the thousands, many thousands. But that impacts you right where you are, America. Remember, no farmers, no food. Well, as the baby boomer farmer generation grew up, they wanted a piece of the action too, so they were willing to pay the extra property taxes. They were glad when the assessor came out and said, hey, that land is now worth $3,500, or hey, that corn ground is now worth $11,500. They go, really? Cool. I got a friend's got some 100% organically rated organic soybean ground. He's been trying to sell it for years. He's going broke fast. Needs a buyer, big time. Of course, he's inside down, up, inside out and upside down in mortgages. It's going to be really hard to move that property out, and it's good ground. Good ground, but it's a five-year bull market, and U.S. farmland values may peak this year as interest rates increase and crop prices decline. Now, you know, when you have an overpriced piece of ground and you sell it to the next guy, what's he got to do? Well, he's got to look at the bottom line. The crops coming out of the field are going to have to be able to pay all the costs of having that land. And if they can't pay all the costs, the farmer can't continue doing it, because in farming, you can go broke faster than anything else. I mean, you're talking about lots of acres, lots of money, lots of equipment, lots of lead time, lots of work all year round ahead of time. And then, after you get done bringing all these organic soybeans to the marketplace, they tell you, you know, that your soybeans are only going to bring half of what they brought last year. Margins are once again expected to diminish as increases in the volume of commodity production combined with the higher input costs to squeeze the profit margins.
They're trying to break the basket, and the breadbasket of America here. The analyst said in the report, quote, the result should be a slowing in U.S. agricultural land value growth, accompanied by occasional sharp decreases. We've seen those occasional sharp decreases in the gold and silver market lately. Maybe we'll start seeing it in land values. Of course, the farmer's costs aren't going to have sharp decreases, only his profits. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So what I thought would probably be a no news is good news day turned out to be pretty much a newsy day. Here we go, right off the BBC News Africa. Boat sinks off Sudan, killing 197 migrants. Migrants, yeah, watch that word. About 200 people drowned in the Red Sea. Oh, I wonder if Moses was with them. Anyway, on a boat carrying migrants to Saudi Arabia sank off Sudan's coast after catching fire. Doesn't sound too good. Sudanese media says only three people have been rescued. Well, not good news at all. According to Sudanese Media Center, a straight-linked news agency, what were these people doing on the boat? How big was the boat anyway? Whose boat was it? Where did they find it anyhow? A governing party official told the BBC he believed the passengers were Somalis, likely to be fleeing the drought. Droughts? Droughts. Wars and rumors of wars, droughts, locust plagues. It's coming on us and at us. The Red Sea is a well-known trafficking route for migrants wanting to reach Saudi Arabia and Yemen. Yo, man, get down, dude. Well, and they didn't get there. The boat had set sail from Sudan's Red Sea state, about 150 kilometers, which would be about 90 miles, south of Port Sudan, near the border with Eritrea. A senior official at the Sudan's Ministry of Information, Rabi Abdelati, told the BBC News he believed that most or all of those on board were Somalis. Mr. Abdelati linked the case to the food crisis in the Horn of Africa, which is affecting an estimated 12 million people. You know, covered it from time to time. One of these days we'll have to go back into it again. But look at the International Migration and Development Agenda of the United Nations, the compendium of recommendations on international migration and development. And you see, this is all part of the UN plan, you know. These great migrations, like a bunch of wildebeest or maybe reindeer, moving from one green pasture to another green pasture, looking for a blade of grass or maybe a sip of water. That's the new America. That's the new world. This is the new global order, all right? People getting on board. Of course, there's a companion article that we could have gone to about the Somali pirates. So some of them are pirating and killing, and some of them are just dying on boats. They really probably ought to stay on land. I would imagine it would be safer for them. But this idea of the United Nations Development Agenda and the Global Commission on International Migration compared, you know, we've created this beast. We come into Iraq and blow the hell out of them, and those that can flee across the border do. People, the Israelis, you know, butchering the Palestinians. Well, that's their, they like to do that. That's kind of like something they do on Tuesday afternoons. Let's go butcher Palestinians. Yeah. Yeah. One shot, two kills. That's the standard fare for the Israelis. Anyway, you know, they're trying to get out too. Of course, they're kind of caught. It's like shooting, I guess it's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's really hard to get out of Gaza. No matter where you go. Then we go up into Afghanistan, drive the people out of Afghanistan into Pakistan and elsewhere. They're looking for some place to live. Now you come back down around the Horn, go through Tunisia and Libya, and come back across into Egypt, and then back over to Syria, all around the Mediterranean Sea. These people want to go someplace. They've gone to France, they've gone to Germany, they've gone all over Europe, and they come to the United States. They go to South America, Central America, and down into Africa, too. They're all over the place, fleeing from the Imperials, the Imperiums. Can't blame them. You probably do the same thing, but nevertheless, right into the arms of this United Nations agenda. We need to know more about that. A few people talk about it, but it's out there. A senior official of the Sudan's Ministry of Information again, Rabi Abdelati, the fourth time they've told us, said he believed most of those were Somalis. It's the worst drought in 60 years, what they're having. Its effect have been compounded by the violence in Somalia. Of course, you know, we can create droughts. You can create a rainstorm one place and it creates a drought someplace else, so you can drop the rain on your friend. And then you can create a drought where the rain would have fallen. Not good stuff. On Wednesday, the UN Refugee Agency said it estimated a quarter of Somalis are either displaced within the country or living outside as refugees. So it'll all just be drifting around from pasture to pasture. Here's another one. July 6th, BBC. Shark fishing is banned in the Bahamas. That's not a good news. The Bahamas has banned shark fishing in its waters and prohibited the sale, the import, and the export of shark products. Well, the Chinese are going to be sad to hear this story. The new law will effectively turn all 630,000 square kilometers or 243,000 square miles of the nation's territory waters into a shark sanctuary. I guess you can cross the Bahamas off the list. I ain't going to be going back to Nassau anytime soon. I was down in Nassau many years ago now, 30 years ago. Spent a week down there. It was a beautiful place. Used to go out in the morning and go swimming right along the coastline there out in the water. Beautiful, beautiful. And, of course, I had a shiny ring on my finger. I went there one morning, and I'm swimming along. You know, I've got a little mask on and a snorkel, just kind of doing the old Australian crawl, checking out what's on the water.
And I looked down, you know, just just below the crotch line into the water behind me, and I see this barracuda about 5 feet long. He's just swimming right underneath me, about 3 feet down. I'll tell you, I would have set a world record for the Australian crawl as I went back to the beach. I think I wound up about 35 or 40 feet up the beach as I came right straight out of the water. Never did go swimming in the Bahamas again. The ban was approved by the Agriculture Minister, Larry Cartwright, in the capital, Nassau. That's the same place. On Tuesday, what a mess they made out of Nassau. You know, the Brits left Nassau and they had all these beautiful... I really wanted to move there. I wanted to just pick up stakes and take all of my construction equipment and take it from Seattle and go down to Nassau because they had these beautiful mansions. Just all the windows broken out, you know, the Bahamians went nuts. Busted all the windows out when the British left, you know. Beautiful, beautiful buildings, you know, Georgian mansions and things like that on nice grounds surrounded with wrought iron fencing and beautiful gardens on. It was just a few years after this, you know, but I went up there. They had just, you know, just really crapped in the mess kit, so to speak. Nassau was a beautiful city. The archipelago joins Honduras, the Maldives, and Palau in outlawing shark fishing. Well, sharks. Here's another one out of Russia. They're doing a little shark fishing there also, at least a shyster. Down for the count. July the 6th, new news out of Russia. Sergei Magnitsky, death. Russian report blames officials. God. A Russian report into high-profile death of lawyer Sergei Magnitsky says a senior investigator and a prison chief prevented him from receiving medical care. This man probably was beat to death. The report said there was a reasonable suspicion that his death was triggered by beatings while in police custody. What did he do? The report by a human rights counsel was presented to President Dmitry Medvedev, who said it showed the death was probably criminal. Magnitsky, who died in 2009, had accused officials of massive tax fraud. That's not something you want to do in Soviet-occupied territory. No one has been charged with over the death of the 37-year-old lawyer or the tax fraud he alleged. No, just sweep it under the carpet. He was later accused of tax fraud himself. It goes around, comes around with lawyers. Arrested and imprisoned without trial in November of 2008, the guy died a year later amid reports of a terrible abuse in prison and a denial of medical help. His death was sparked outrage among rights activists and was condemned by Western governments. And then the story continues. It's an old story with a new twist. Things are happening. They're finding conflict of interest. They're finding more about that. You can find it on the BBC. Here's another one. U.S. hate groups bolstered by the usurper's election. BBC hate groups. Headline news yesterday. Did the election of Barry the usurper as U.S. president boost the growth of right-wing and so-called hate groups? Here's a headline photograph here. Looks like the Klan. Got some swastikas out. A curious thing happens when you walk down the street in Spokane, Washington. First thing in the morning, complete strangers look you in the eye and they say with a little smile, good morning. Yeah, they do in Washington State, especially inland, the inland empire of Spokane. It's that kind of town. It's not close-knit. Then compared to some of the other towns and cities in America, it's human in scale and friendly to strangers. That's right. Most people in Washington get along quite well, one with another. Which makes the attempted bombing here of a civil rights march in January all the more difficult to comprehend. Well, hate, doubt, fear, and worry, folks. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.